You're listening to WPPMLP Philadelphia People Powered Media. I'm Tim Marshall, and you are tuned to the R&B Showcase Radio Show, giving you the best in classic to contemporary R&B, Motown, pop, soul, jazz, and blues, coming at you from the heart and soul of Philadelphia on 106.5 FM.
Sound of Philadelphia, TSOP, the Sound of Philadelphia. We have a special guest joining us right now. And she actually toured with Billy Paul and did some performances over the years. She's a veteran recording artist. She's got some new recordings. She's got a brand new single out called Joy and Pain. We want to welcome to the R&B Showcase, Miss Tina Riley. Tina.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you here. You know, Tina, I've been playing your single Joy and Pain for the last few weeks on the R&B Showcase radio show. And of course, it's actually been taken off. A lot of other stations are following suit and starting to play your new material.
Yes.
And I congratulate you on that and applaud you on that. And one thing I applaud you, being a veteran artist, that you continue to do it. You know, you don't stop. You know, it doesn't just belong to the young now. You know
what
I mean?
Right.
It's our music. We know music for our generation.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you're continuing to do that, we applaud you for that. And Tina, you can go on as long as you feel like doing it, you know?
Yeah, I love music. Mm-hmm. I also write my own songs, you know, mm-hmm. I just love music.
Now, I'm feeling you. You wrote that, right?
Yes, I wrote that.
That is one of my favorite songs. You know, I play it at the death on the radio, you know? You know, I'm feeling you. That's my cut, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then Tonight is another dance single, the track that you had out.
Yes.
Now, who produced? Now, Tonight is Tonight has a different kind of a sound. Who produced that track?
Well, I recorded that at a studio in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Polygon Recording Studio.
I'm familiar with that studio.
Yeah, and I forget the gentleman, the producer's name. I think mm-hmm. his name is Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think something like that. He has an Italian last name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in Cherry Hill on Route 70, mm-hmm. I believe, Polygon Studio, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's a popular studio. I mean, that's been around for a long time.
Yes, it has.
You know, at least 30, 40 years at least.
That's right. That's right.
So that's unfamiliar. They do pretty good work there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Polygon. That was a dance track, right, for you?
Yes, that was mm-hmm. a dance track for me. Mm-hmm.
How about I'm Feeling You? Where was that recorded at?
That was also recorded at Polygon Studio.
Mm-hmm. Now, who were the musicians on that? Was that this the people in the studio, musicians? Or?
Well, he did everything mm-hmm. by, you know, on the board, you
mm-hmm.
know. And, and you know, here, I believe he did bring in a drummer, you know, to mm-hmm. lay down the beats, you mm-hmm. know. But everything else was done, you know.
Mm-hmm. It has a nice little earthy sound.
Yeah.
You wrote that song, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, Tina, writing them songs.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I mean, it's all about getting those royalties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, tell us about some of the artists that you worked with over the years, Tina.
Some of the artists that I wrote, that I work with, Billy Paul. Mm-hmm. I worked with him for 11 years mm-hmm. on the road. And how that happened was, I was singing with a group called the Mellow Moves, and we were on the Gamble and Huff label
mm-hmm.
in Philadelphia, and we had a song called Tell Love Hello. Well, at the time, things had slowed down for the Mellow Moods, and we heard that Mr. Billy Paul was looking for background vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived in Camden mm-hmm. on Princes Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we rehearsed on Kenwood Avenue. So mm-hmm. we all just got together and walked around the corner and knocked on his door. And we said, hey, Mr. Billy Paul, we understand that you're looking for three background vocals to take on the road with you. He was about to go to Rio de Janeiro
mm-hmm.
in Brazil.
Okay.
Okay. So he says, well, okay. He says, well, let me hear what you ladies have. So we got in his living room and we belted out a song by the Emotions called Whoa, Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You got the best of my love. Whoa, mm-hmm. whoa. You got the best of my love. So, you know, and the rest was history.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing we know, we were getting passports and mm-hmm. getting needles in our arms to make sure we were fully protected when we mm-hmm. went over to Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 6 weeks we stayed over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so amazing. I mean, I learned so much from being in Brazil. Believe it or not, Brazil, it's a pretty poor place to be.
Mm-hmm.
I literally saw children after we would stop singing for the rest of the night after the show was over. We would get on the bus, and sometimes we would literally see children digging in the trash cans for something to eat, you know, and that really kind of broke my heart, you know. So Brazil has its good qualities, and it has some very bad qualities that will really break your heart, you know, to see children actually eating out of trash cans, you know. And also, you know, we did a performance in Rio de Janeiro, and it was so funny because they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Okay.
And each one of us girls, we all had to speak something in Portuguese. So what happens is, now this is funny, you all, we would speak in Portuguese, but it would come out in English on the other side.
Wow.
Yeah, it would come out in English. I mean, we would speak Portuguese in their language, but it would come out, you know, where they can relate to it.
Right.
Yeah. So each one of us girls, we had Billy Paul had us to come out and say this. This is what I had to say when I hit the stage. It was, Boa noite, senhor. E, senhores. Bem-vindo. And what that means is, welcome, senores y senores, to the Billy Paul Show. Welcome. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And, oh my God, you're talking about heat, the humidity over there. Wow. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're not ready for it.
Quite a different atmosphere over there.
Oh, my, it's a totally different atmosphere over there. The heat that we get here is nothing like the heat that you can experience in Brazil.
Now, how receptive were those overseas audience to the music compared to the States?
Oh, let me tell you something. In Brazil, they love artists from the United States. Artists in the United States are a star in Brazil. Let's take, for instance, like Billy Paul was like Michael Jackson over there.
Absolutely.
Okay, Billy Paul was like Michael Jackson. He was a king over there. They loved Billy Paul. So they loved him. He was like a king over. He was like Michael Jackson. They loved him. And I can truly say that our music is more acceptable in other countries like the UK. We get more air, for some reason, we get more airplay over there than we get over here. But I can honestly say, if it had not been for you, Tim Marshall.
Thank you.
If it had not been for you, no one would have never heard my CD single, Joy and Pain. I'm Feeling You, and Tonight is the Night. You have been playing my music, I believe, for the last 3-4 years now. Yeah.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to thank you so much, and I congratulate you for what you're doing for us R&B artists, because without radio hosts like yourself, we would have nowhere to send our music. And next thing you know, it's playing over in the UK. Right. And it's hard to track your music when it's being played in the UK.
But other artists, other stations are picking up on your music as well, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get as many stations playing on it, because, you know, it's very competitive out there today.
Yes,
you
it
got
is.
The radio, Kevin. You know what I'm talking about. You got all these other outlets. You got the different
streaming
platforms.
Services.
Yes.
Streaming services.
And yes.
You got a question, Kevin?
Yeah, I was just wondering, going back to that Portuguese story, what year was that you started
working
with Billy?
Oh, my God. I started singing background for Billy Paul. I believe it was 98.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. About 98. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is interesting because, you know, overseas, he was still such a big star.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's funny how our music, once you are a star, once you've established yourself, you stay a star overseas.
Yes.
But for some reason in the States, you have to be current or maintain some kind of level that somebody has determined as this is successful, you know.
Yes.
But once you're overseas, it's like you are a star, you're a star now. tomorrow, forever.
Mm-hmm. And that's right.
That's just the way it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had Jenny Williams of True on our show not too long ago, and he mentioned the same thing, how receptive they are to American music on the overseas market. So
yes,
I understand what you're saying. That's,
yes,
it's a great mm-hmm. thing, you know, to have that and to be able to perform over there and then come back to the States. And like you said, you have to keep current, and you do that by putting out new music. And that's what you're doing.
You've absolutely
put out new tracks and things.
Absolutely.
And keeping that sound out there live and Joy and Pain. Now, this is a different studio you use for that, for Joy and Pain, right?
Yes. I recorded that in Voorhees, New Jersey, mm-hmm. At Mr. Butch Ingram's recording studio in his basement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's it like working with Butch Ingram compared to the other producers?
You know what? I like working with Mr. Butch Ingram because mm-hmm. Butch Ingram gives me the sound mm-hmm. that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been other places, mm-hmm. but when I recorded at his studio, he gave me the Philadelphia sound that I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So I was happy. I was a happy camper about mm-hmm. that.
You yeah. have that quality sound. And now, you, how many songs have you done so far with Butch?
So far, I've only recorded 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do a whole album. So I have about, let's say, maybe 8 or 9 more songs to record.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So you're going to do a whole album?
A whole album.
With Butch. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you had Joy and Pain. Now, you did something with True, didn't you?
Yeah. I did After You Love Me, Why Do You Leave Me? Mm-hmm. With Mr. Jimmy Williams
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, of True.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When can we expect the album to come out? Shortly? Or?
Well, I have to go in the studio and lay down some more tracks.
Okay.
You know, and so it's up to the producer. It's up to mm-hmm. Mr. Butch Ingram when he's going to release it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I was saying before, it's going to be released overseas first before it comes here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. going to be released overseas before it even comes here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where the market. Yeah, where the market is, you know. But it's a great track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Great track. I'd like to see hear some more. You know, the dance stations pick up on and thing.
Cause yeah.
It's nice quality club track. Kevin, you got to listen to that. Now that's Joy and Pain.
Oh. Yeah.
From Tina Riley.
Bring it up right now. But
Tim, I also want to say to the young people,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's okay to chase your dreams. And if you want to sing, go ahead and sing. But you must understand the business. It's more than just getting up on stage and performing. You have to get out there. You have to network. You have to meet and greet people. You have to start writing your own songs. Then you have to learn about distribution. You have to learn about mechanical license.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn about sound exchange. You have to learn about these these mm-hmm. things, okay? Because it's very important, okay? Because people like sound exchange, they are the ones that get your money,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, you know, if you are a writer, you know, I encourage young people to write, okay? Because, and then you get your song copyrighted with the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And they will, in turn, send you a registered certificate with a number on it, you know, certifying that you are the owner of, you know, this composition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just want to let them know that it's more than just getting up there on stage and singing. You have to understand the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just mm-hmm. singing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say if you have a management, you're so anxious to be a star and you sit down and you sign that contract, you have to be careful what you're signing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you sign that contract without an attorney looking at that contract, hey,
mm-hmm.
you could be selling yourself down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can do about it because you put your John Hancock mm-hmm. on that contract.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to read that fine print on that contract. So I encourage, you know, all up-and-coming artists, if you are presented with a contract, please do not sign that contract until you take it to a proper music attorney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's not just a criminal attorney. You got to have a music attorney.
Entertainment. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah.
People think that. They think they can just get any attorney and do it. They're somebody's cousin or brother.
No.
You know, that is so important, Tina. You
that's
know,
right.
To have the proper people in place to do that.
You have to have an entertainment attorney. I'll give you for instance. Okay. I signed a contract one time. I went in the studio and it was my fault. I went in and I recorded the track. And then they gave me the contract after I recorded the track. So I went home, I read the contract, and the contract just didn't make any sense to me. So I went to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. There's a whole building of entertainment attorneys there. So I took the contract to the attorney. He looked it over. He said, "Miss Raleigh," he said, "where did you get this contract from?" I said, "I got it from the producer at the studio where I record." He said, "They must have got this from Walmart." He said, "They must have gotten this from Walmart." He says, "Miss Raleigh, when you went into that recording studio, they were supposed to pay you for laying down that track." He said, "Did they give you any money?" I said, "No, sir, they didn't." He said, "Let me explain something to you, Miss Raleigh." He said, "If you call a painter to paint your house, he wants his money. He wants a deposit and he wants his money before he finished his job." So he said, "I'm telling you this to say this." He says, "Whenever you go into the recording studio, you have to be paid for laying down your vocals on that track." He says, "So I'm telling you this." He said, "This contract is no good." He says, "So you take it back and tear it up in front of their face." Mm. He said, "It's no good." Mm-hmm. He said, "And you tell them, if they put your vocals out anywhere, it's going to be a problem." Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, you know, in this business, you have to be very, very careful, especially when it comes to contracts. Mm-hmm. You must take that contract to an entertainment mm-hmm. attorney that knows the business. Mm-hmm. He's not going to steer you wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's some great advice, especially for our young people that are trying to get into this business. And to hear that from a veteran artist is golden, really, because you experienced that and you're from that era. And,
yeah.
And the sad part about it is a lot of those artists, even from going back to the 50s and the 40s, got ripped off.
Absolutely.
In the early days. You know, how many artists have covered a lot of their tunes and gotten paid more?
That's right.
Now, these rappers today, Kevin, you know that they get paid.
Yes, they do.
They make sure everything is straight before they go in.
That's right. They certainly do.
Yeah.
They do.
They also have figured out how to do licensing and make of their likeness and all kinds of things like that. So absolutely. You got to make sure your business is straight.
Mm-hmm. You have to make sure your business is straight. You know, I mean, your pictures, I mean, they can make money on your pictures, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Your likeness.
Likeness. That's right.
Getting them out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. Great information, you know, for our youth. And like I said, you've lived that. You know,
I've lived it, and I'm willing to give up the information for free. It doesn't cost you nothing to listen to Tina Raleigh when I'm telling you, because I've been there, I've done that, and I've did a few things wrong. So that's how I learned,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, what not to do, ever to do that again.
Right.
So if I'm ever presented with a contract, you can believe I'm haul-assing to the attorney's office read that contract.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. I mean, think of the New Edition, you know, and people like that. They've got tied up with bad contracts
for
years, you know, until recently, you know.
That's right.
Then you have the issue of the name, you know, who owns the name of the person.
Yes.
You might not even own your own name.
Yeah. And then it comes down to performance rights as opposed to recording rights as opposed to, people just think, well, I own the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it doesn't really mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what part of the name you own.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, that's just like I have a peeve with groups going around using other people's names. Mm-hmm. You know, I just hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the respect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you go and use another group's name and have people paying $40-$45 for a ticket and you're not even a real deal.
There's a lot of that, and there's so many groups out there.
You're not even
that.
A real deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to pay, I'm not going to buy a ticket from you for $40, $45, $50.
Mm-hmm.
And the group that you have on your show, they're not even a real deal.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I have nothing against a good tribute group. I've seen many good mm-hmm. tribute groups, mm-hmm. but you got to let me know you're a tribute group.
Yeah.
Don't come out and make me think you're the real deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That's right. Where is mm-hmm. the respect? Right. You know what I mean?
Right. mm-hmm.
Tell us about some of the places that you've been. I know you've done overseas. What were some of the other places you performed at? Like when you got started, where did you, some of the places, venues? Certainly Atlantic City, I'm sure.
Oh, Atlantic
Club
City.
Harlem.
Club Harlem. Mm-hmm. What was it? Cotton Club. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I just, well, doing with Billy Paul, he took me to a lot of clubs that mm-hmm. me, when I was singing with my group, the Miller Moves, he took us to clubs that even we couldn't even get in.
Okay.
You right. know, so it was great to perform with him, you know, in Atlantic City, Club Harlem, mm-hmm. Cotton Club. I remember performing in Atlantic City with Billy Paul, and it was a shootout.
Oh, wow.
There was a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were on stage, and Billy Paul was singing, "Thanks for saving my life. Pick me up.
Oh,
dusting me off." So, next thing we know, pow, 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 pow.
Mm.
I said, "Feet, don't fail me now."
Mm-hmm.
"Fate, don't fail me now."
Mm.
Okay, that was the most horrible thing that I ever experienced. Okay? Mm. And it took me a while to go back on stage with Billy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take at least a month or 2 months off because I was shook up behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. From what I understand, some drug people came in and shot the place up.
Mm.
So, you know, that was not good at all. Mm-hmm. That was not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as anything else, traveling with Billy Paul, I really enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. He was a great mentor, and he took Tina Riley all around the world. Mm-hmm. He took me to places that I've never even been to. I mean, I'm originally from North Philadelphia.
Okay.
But I live in Camden, New Jersey.
All right.
But being from the city and being from Camden, New Jersey, I mean, he took me to places that I'd never even seen. Mm-hmm. I never even knew what a mountain looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I never even knew what a mountain looked like, you know? So I'm really grateful to Mr. Billy Paul
mm-hmm.
for, you know, taking me under his wings mm-hmm. for 11 years and teaching me different things about the music industry.
He had some great songs, "Let Him In," and
"Oh,
You're the
yes,
Gods,"
yes,
all of that good stuff. And,
yes,
"Only the Strong Survive."
"Only the Strong Survive." "The Whole Town's Talking." I used to like them album tracks Billy had. You know,
absolutely,
he's a great guy too. You know,
yes.
Him and Blanche,
"Just a Prisoner."
You know?
Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Your song, you did some covers too.
Yes.
Elton John's your song, and he has some really, really nice albums.
Absolutely.
You know, just a quality artist. And you know, one thing I like about Billy Paul, and I say that about a lot of the veteran artists, when you heard Billy Paul, you knew it was Billy Paul.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
When you hear Marvin, you know Marvin. You hear Smokey, you know Smokey.
Right. Yes.
You know, you
yes.
have that sound. Gladys, you know it's Gladys.
That's
Aretha,
right. That's
you know
right.
it's Aretha. You know?
It's right.
You know, it's just that they have that sound and they were able to develop that identity.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Everybody sounds like the same person out there, you
yes.
know? You don't, I don't know one
yes.
from the other anymore. It's getting worse and worse by the minute,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
And,
yes.
and the thing, Kevin, we talk about this all the time, is so many artists out there now.
Yeah.
You know, there's too many.
So much competition mm-hmm. out there, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's because everybody can do it themselves now.
Right.
Before,
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
used to have to go through a certain process and mm-hmm. there was elimination and survival of the fittest mm-hmm. and all those kind of things.
Yes.
Now, pretty much anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. So now there's just so much product.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In the market.
Yes, exactly. That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
And then some of the talent is not what it used to be.
No, know? No, it's not.
The quality's not there, you know. I mean, there's some good ones now. I'm not going to say there are any good
yeah.
ones, but the quality's not. But let's talk about some of the new artists. Are there any new artists on the scene that you appreciate listening to, Tina?
I love Ledisi.
Okay.
I like Ledisi.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Gladys Knight. She is
okay.
my idol.
Okay.
I love me mm-hmm. some Gladys
mm-hmm.
Knight. Yeah. "Could it be that it was all so simple then?
Mm-hmm.
Or has time rewritten every line?
Mm-hmm.
And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, could we? Would we? Memories make it beautiful and yeah, misty waters full of memories of the way We were scattered pictures of the miles we used to share. Times we shared with one another of the way we were.
Nicely done.
Thank you for that great performance, Tina. I love that song. Try to remember from Gladys does that, her version of it.
And yes, that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite. And Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, of course, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Another great tune. Yeah. Listen, we had some, like I said, growing up, we all grew up in, you know, the same era, some really, really great artists, you know, great quality artists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, see, when I grew up listening to Jerry Butler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Iceman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sly and the Family Stone.
Okay, now you're talking about my style.
Yeah.
But one thing when you talk about Jerry Butler, you know, Burt Bacharach wrote some stuff for him in addition to Kenny Gamble. You know, he had so many great artists. We had Lieber and Stolen, Lennon and McCartney and Smokey.
Yes.
So many great songwriters, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, what part of Philadelphia did you say you were from?
North Philadelphia. North Philadelphia.
So you had, you know, you were right in the hub of all of those.
I was right
quality,
there.
All those great artists, you know, Teddy Pendergrass and Patti LaBelle and Sabra Dash and the Delphonics and the Stylistics, all of them from the same area.
Yes.
It's like Motown. Philadelphia's like a Motown, you know, with so many artists in the same area, you know?
Absolutely. Well, and you know who else I had the pleasure of meeting and I almost died? Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Wow.
Really?
I met Mr. Bacharach on Broad Street at, the producer's name was Mr. Morris Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I forget the name of the record company that it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were up there, me and two other young ladies, we were up there recording. And Morris Bailey said, "Ladies, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Burt Bacharach." I said, "Mr. Who?"
Mm-hmm.
I almost died. That was, oh my God. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever met him. It was a pleasure. It was only for a half an hour we were in the room with him, but it was all right.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the greatest songwriters of all time. I mean, he's in that realm. You know, he did a lot of things for Dionne Warwick and Dusty Springfield and so many.
If you ever get a chance, I'm going to say it was about the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He and Ronald Isley put out an album, and it's Ronald Isley covering all those great Burt Bacharach songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a record.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Listen to that. Mm-hmm. Listen to that.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Well, that's a good thing. We'll be on the lookout for that. We'll also be on the lookout for some of Tina Riley's new music that'll be coming out soon. As I said, we're playing Joy and Pain right now, and of course, you know, some of the other tracks off the CD, and we're looking forward to your new material as well, Tina.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you playing my music.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you listening and tuning in and supporting the show.
Every Sunday.
we support each other. I
mean, that's Sunday.
A great thing. Yeah, I know you do. You're on it, Tina. You're such a great promotion person. You're promoting your stuff. You're promoting me. You're promoting R&B Showcase. I said, wow.
That's right.
Tina don't play. She is
that's
on
right.
it. You
that's
know?
Right. My mother always says, one hand washes the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you promote me, I promote you.
Mm-hmm.
I promote this radio station.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and anything you guys need Tina Riley to do for you, don't hesitate to ask.
We'll be calling.
I'm there.
Appreciate you.
Yes. I'm there. I'm on it. You want me to do a show? I'm there.
Well, we'll definitely be in touch with you, Tina, in that regard. But again,
yes.
I want to thank you, Tina, for coming on the show today. Let's give Tina a round of applause one more time. The legendary Miss Tina Riley.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. I appreciate your performance. We also want to thank my co-host, Mr. Kevin White, music historian Kevin White.
Thank you, Tim.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks. It's great to have you here with us.
Absolutely.
My name is Tim Marshall, and I want to thank you for joining us for R&B Showcase Live.